I'm joined in the studio by Laura Katawaki. She is the coordinator of Letters for the Inside, the student group which does research for inmates. Hello, Laura.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good, and yourself?
Good. So tell us how Letters for the Inside got started.
Well, it actually got started at Capilano College in 2004. The founder was Megan Branson, who was a student there, and she had a sibling, her brother, who was in prison. And when he was in prison, she noticed that he had difficulties accessing even the most basic information. And so Megan kind of took this idea and decided to do something about it. And so at Capilano College, she founded a group that were doing research for prisoners. And then she came to SFU in, I believe, 2007. And when she came to SFU, she brought the project here. And at SF PIRG, the project was an action group. And so in 2009, the project was actually, Letters for the Inside was actually turned into a project at SF PIRG. So now they receive a bit more funding and they get a coordinator, which is me right now, and et cetera. And it's a really great project because it connects students to, I guess, the outside community, and it allows them to use their actual research skills to help people instead of just writing papers or things like that.
That's really awesome. So does it count to, could they use that in place of certain course requirements as well?
No, but that would be an interesting idea. Okay. To implement something like that. I think it's very good outside school experience, so on your resume you can say that you've actually done, you know, some research for something else, like a practical application.
Yeah, okay. So I just didn't understand what you meant by that. And so how many people do you have right now researching and writing?
Well, it fluctuates. We're very casual with our volunteers. There isn't a set amount of hours or letters that you have to do each semester. So it's pretty much whenever you have time available, you can come in and help out. And so normally we have about 20 or 30 volunteers each semester who are active. And for the number of letters we get letters from mainly BC, but all across the country, and normally respond to about 20 or 30 letters each semester. Not so many in the summer, though, because there's not as many people around. But
and they're, these letters are usually particular requests for something to be researched that they're interested in, or...
Yeah, we get all different types of requests. Some of them are just for, you know, kind of like basic information. People just have questions like, who was the actor who starred in this movie or something like that. But we also get letters asking for help, like researching topics because the person is trying to like write a paper or they're trying to finish their education. Or we get requests for information on career choices or opportunities for the person when they get out of prison. And those are the letters that I most like to respond to because I feel that when a person has served their time, I would much rather have them have a certain plan and like know kind of what they want to do with their life when they get out than, you know, just kind of be released and have no options or no set plan.
Yeah, I can imagine it'd be really confusing to not have access to the outside world information, and then all of a sudden you're released back out and so much has changed and there's a lot going on.
Yeah, especially for people who have been in prison for a longer period of time and maybe don't have the support of family and friends.
Yeah. What kind of project are you currently doing research for? Or what was the request that you're answering right now, personally?
Right now, there's one really long request that this person sent him with like 30 different questions. So that one's taking a lot of time. And most of the requests are for statistics. So the person wants to know kind of how many people are in prisons in Canada, what are they in for, et cetera.
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure what they're planning on using the information for. It could just be for interest, or maybe they're planning on writing something about that.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Laura.
You're welcome.
I've been speaking with Laura Katawaki. She is the coordinator of Letters for the Inside. And again, if you'd like to get in touch with them, you can email them at letters@sfpirg.ca.